Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Grady is here. Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, is a longtime Brain Trust member, the president of the Grady Group, award-winning copywriter and syndicated columnist. He's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, in his third edition now, and Rebuilding the Brand, among others. And he's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. So I was telling the audience about how we, in our minds, we imagine this big accomplishment out on the horizon. You know, a new house, a new job, a new future, whatever it might be, a lot of money, in a business, we think about things that the business want to accomplish, and those are objectives as you talk about them. But I was reminding them that when we see them, they're in the finished form. We imagine them there in the finished form, and the key to breaking to accomplishing that and getting to that finished product is to be able to break that down into elements. That when you apply work and leverage and time, you put those you start putting that thing back together. You start creating that finished product. And let's talk about sales objectives today. That's what's on your mind, right?
Well, I'm a marketing guy, so I think in terms of how I'm going to build a business, how I'm going to grow that business. What are my objectives for creating more sales and more profit going forward?
So the profits is the goal, because you know you can't eat sales, but you can't eat profits.
There are some times where companies will want to increase their sales, but their profits will decline.
Right.
They may drop price. They may spend an awful lot on promotion and advertising in order to increase those sales, but the actual profitability declines. It's not necessarily a good situation. You may want to do that temporarily in order to gain market share or something, but otherwise, no. You don't want to set objectives that are going to have increased sales while at the same time losing you money.
Right. Well, unless that is your strategy. Unless that's part
well,
that's a
again,
strategy.
That might be your objective for a time.
It might be part of your strategy. The main thing is, whatever your objective is, don't fool yourself while you're accomplishing it. Don't think that it's not going to take certain things to happen, and don't think that it's just going to happen on its own, right?
Well, one of the things you want to look for, Jim, is making sure that you set long-term goals. If, as part of your long-term goal, obviously, is to increase profits and decrease sales, you may want to look at that and say, you know what, in the short term, in order to increase profits, I'm going to actually take a smaller profit or even a loss in order to gain market share.
Right.
So I'm going to drop my price in order to get brand new customers or to increase share in a particular market, a new market, or geographically a new market, or some demographic new market. In order to increase the sales long term, you may be willing to take a short term loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a viable strategy. The objective then has to be set long term. I always go by what I call the 10-5-1 rule. If you're a small businessman, decide where you want to be 10 years from now. I ask my clients, and a lot of them tell me, oh, I'd love to be sitting on a beach, or I'm trying to set up my company to pass along to my children or some such. You know, within 10 years, you're going to have a pretty good idea of what you would really love to accomplish. Then you back off and say, all right, therefore, in 5 years, where do I have to be? Where I should be, maybe not necessarily 50% along that route, but I ought to be at least well established toward that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you back up into 1 year and say, all right, what direction do I need to take in order to get to that 10-year goal?
And
I call it the 10-5-1 rule. Start with 10-year goals and then back off to 5-year and 1-year goals.
And then the 1 year, that's where the work has to begin. And that's where you start
with
breaking down the elements.
You've got to go.
Right, breaking down the elements. And in terms of a business, it's got to start with sales, doesn't it?
Yep. When you set your objectives, I always encourage my clients to think long term, but make sure that you have short term goals too. Entrepreneurs tend to be impatient. They want to see their sales from their promotional efforts immediately. But the idea is to build long-term sales and long-term profitability so that, as I say, sometimes in the short term, you may even want to take a loss in order to gain market share. But just like we plan for touchdowns, you got to have a couple of short-term goals, a couple of first downs along the way, because without them, first of all, you're going to lose focus on the long-term goal. You're not going to necessarily throw a long bomb every time. You've got to have short-term goals as well. So, and those are also very encouraging. Those help build esteem and build motivation among your staff. So having short-term goals is a good thing, too.
And now we get to the part that's outside of our four walls, right? All this other stuff we've been talking about, folks, has been what the company wants, what the company needs, what I want to happen inside my four walls. But none of this happens until somebody says, I'll take it, and gives you a check or swipes your card or allows you to send them an invoice. So now we've got to go outside the office, outside the four walls, and that's where the sales, your sales estimate comes in, right? I mean, you got to go to your team and say, okay, what's out there? How are we going to make this happen? And then find out if what you're doing is going to be enough.
I agree with that, Jim. That's more than we can bite off for today. But in my book, I have a 10-step process for just estimating sales, how to come up with your sales estimates for the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start with last year's sales and then take out any aberrations and a small percentage for attrition and some other steps along the way, and then you begin establishing the format for increasing sales and how you to predict your sales for the coming year. All of that is defined in my book, but what I really wanted to talk about today is how to set up those goals and motivate your staff to get there.
Let's do that on the other side of the break. We're going to finish this up, folks. We've got a good beginning established here with our good friend Rob Grady. We'll be back after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.